Welcome to our first talk in our series about healing. We start off with a very popular and extremely foundational question. If you're settled with the answer, then you're already halfway there. If you're convinced that it is the will of God and that He wants to heal everyone, then you can exercise faith and have the freedom to pray for everybody. Otherwise, you never know, is this case the will of God to be healed or not? You always will be accompanied with doubts. But the Bible says a doubter doesn't get anything. We need the opposite. We need faith for the miracle to take place. Romans 10 verse 17 teaches us that faith comes from the Word of God. So let's look at the Word of God, and please stick with me as it is vitally important to go through every single one of these verses. Matthew 9. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 14. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Luke 4. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 6. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Luke 9. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. Acts 5. So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches. At least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. It is quite clear that Jesus never rejected anyone. The question now is, why do we? Now you say, but I'm not Jesus. Let's see what the Bible says about that. 1 John 2. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. 1 John 4. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. John 14. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It is clear that Jesus wants us to aim to walk on this earth as he walked in every aspect of life. And by the way, that's how he is glorified much more than through sickness. Some believe, but you need to first find out if the person bears unforgiveness in his heart or the sin, or if there is a generational curse which needs to be broken first, etc. This is what confused me for so many years and I didn't understand it. If this is your view, then listen, it's not the wrong view. I have seen it with my own eyes that after forgiveness was dealt with, the person got healed. It all comes down to what you believe. If you believe that this unforgiveness is a hindrance, then it becomes a hindrance. And in that case, you would need to remove the hindrance first, because you have given it authority to be a hindrance by believing that. And on top of that, it is always a good thing to get sin out of the way. After all, sin is worse than sickness. However, when we study the life of Jesus, as we have just read, Jesus never digged into people's life for sin and hindrances. All got healed. Now you say, but what about the verse in John 5 verse 14? Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. It is obvious in that case that his sickness was a result of a particular sin. Now, Jesus still is very much more concerned about sin than sickness, especially when we hear Jesus saying in Matthew 18, verse 9, "And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire." Now, Jesus was saying he should stop sinning. He didn't ignore his sin. At the same time, he healed him before his sin was sorted out. It's called love, and usually love leads to repentance. So the sub-conclusion is Jesus didn't consider sin as an obstacle to be healed. Healing came first, and repentance wasn't even necessarily guaranteed. That means we can do the same. If we look at Matthew 17, verse 19, "Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, 'Why could we not cast it out?' We could come to the conclusion that it wasn't God's will or timing when the disciples prayed." Did the epileptic get healed when the disciples prayed? No. Was it therefore not God's will for the epileptic to get healed? No. Did he get healed when Jesus prayed? Yes. Never let your past experience determine the will of God. Just because you couldn't get him healed in Jesus' name does not mean that it wasn't the will of God. I've prayed for many people who didn't get healed, but that didn't lead me to the conclusion that God didn't want to heal them. I have seen cases where a person has been prayed for many times, nothing happened, then somebody else came who prayed and the healing miracle took place straight away. It's also very important to note that Jesus never answered no or not yet or wait. It was always yes and amen. Listen to what we read in Luke 10. "Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you and heal the sick there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.'" When you think about it, even if we had only this verse, we would know Jesus wanted them to heal all. He expected the disciples not to be fussy and to heal everybody. Jesus didn't say except those with sin in their lives, etc. If you still say that God doesn't always want to heal, then I would like to ask you, why then did Jesus heal every single person who came to him? You say, well, he was Jesus. I say, what makes him any different? He was in the flesh 100% human being. You say, yes, but he also was 100% God at the same time. And that's a pretty big difference to us. Now, let us think this through. To this, I reply, God doesn't want to heal everybody, but Jesus healed everybody because he was God. Whether you believe Jesus was God in the flesh or whether you wrongly believe he was only a mere human being doing the will of God, you must at least agree that if he healed everyone, then it's because God wanted that. And if God doesn't change from one generation to the next, then we must conclude that this is still his will. So our conclusion is it was always the will of God to heal. Obstacles like sin or generational curses never became an obstacle for a healing in Jesus' life. And God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. At the end of the day, Jesus deserves what he has paid for. Don't you think? Jesus had paid a huge price when he took those stripes on his back. He wouldn't have done that if it wasn't his will for you to be healed, would he? Thank you for watching. The next topic will be, but even Jesus couldn't get everyone healed because of their unbelief. See you soon.